Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome to End Time World News. End Time World News is alternative news and information for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And we cover things that the mainstream, lamestream media does not and will not cover. We cover the truth, and we want you to decide. You to make up your mind, pray about it, and make up your mind and decide. And let God be your eyes and have the windows of your soul opened. And I tell people that very seriously and honestly, and because there's so much misinformation out there nowadays, it's just absolutely pathetic. Also, you can reach us on endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, today's podcast, I want to talk to you. It'll be a short podcast. Today is the 3rd of November, 2 days before the selection. And notice I say selection. And I just want to talk to you today that has to do with the selection, i.e. election, that a lot of Christian churches here in the United States are pushing this. And I want to say I don't agree with that. It's not biblical. It's not in the Bible. They should not, and I repeat, not be pushing that. However, they are. And that is that if you don't get out and vote, you're not Christian, or anything regarding the voting, folks. I just want to tell you one thing that has nothing to do with your faith and your belief in Jesus Christ, folks. It doesn't. If you choose not to vote, that is your right here in the United States. And I know that the media out there goes crazy, and the both parties, the Democrat and the Republican Party, both, they go nuts if you don't participate in this game, this selection process. Let me tell you, the reason why I say it's selection, folks, is the reason it is it's rigged. And in 2020, and the rigged election, they've been rigged hundreds of times before, going back to almost the first president of the United States, George Washington. But these elections are rigged. People are placed in positions, at least at federal government, at the presidential level, and they're just in these positions to just be there, just as somebody is there just to throw somebody in a position, just to occupy the position. They're there, they're just to claim some limelight, say, for either party, Democrats or Republicans, okay? This person's in the office, blah, 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 blah. And so, because they're in office, we'll look up to them and yada, 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 and so on and so forth. But it's a game. It's a rigged game, folks, and it's something that has to do with the people that really run the country and run the world. You know, we're here, folks, and I know some of you might not believe this, but we're here just visiting. We're here because God, we're just visiting in this lifetime, and we're going to move on and be with the Lord. We're going to be with Jesus Christ in the second return. We're not here the rest of our lives. So when people think, well, you know, you live, you breathe, you die, that's it, we're in the ground, there's no more, life ends. Life is eternal, folks, and you have to understand that and have to be able to comprehend that. Most people can't understand that, and most people don't comprehend that. You know, life is a little more deeper than what most people see or believe or want to think about or anything else of that nature. And so you have to understand that we are here just temporary. We're just temporarily visiting and that's it. But life will go on and continue long after we're dead and gone and in the ground. But of course, our spirit lives forever. So I digress a little bit, but what I'm saying between the people running the country, and these are the people I've said before, these are the elite people, the Rothschilds family in Europe, the Rockefellers over here in the United States and different things, they run the world. These evil people, and they've had a plan for a new world order for almost, you know, close to 80 to 100 years or more. They've had this plan, I think probably close to almost 100 years, they've had this new world order. And so these two people that are running, Donald J. Trump and Kamala Harris, they're the same clown. They serve the same beast. It's just two different parties for the optics or optical illusion that these two are representing a Democrat and Republican Party. But your vote doesn't really count, I'm sorry to say, folks. And what I was going to say earlier, it's really sad. The older I get, I just am losing faith in the American system, which I have already done. I'm losing faith in the American system because everything's rigged. The only thing us Christians need to look forward to try to stay positive is trying to, and not just trying, actually doing every day to serve Jesus, serve God through Jesus Christ, folks. That's what we need to do. And it's becoming a challenge. All these people, you know, you have Zionist on both sides there. I said a bad word. Christian community doesn't want to hear that, but you do. You have Zionist on both sides, basically, running the show. And so that's what you have to understand, folks. You have Zionists on both sides, Zionists running the show, Zionists telling you what to do, and Zionists run the world. And it's very, very, very sad, folks. It's very sad. You know, America is not America. America's being ran by Jewish Zionists. And I'm sorry to say that, but they are. They're not the Abrahamic Jews of the Bible. They're not the Israelites. They're not the Abrahamic Jews. They are Zionists that believe in a cult religion. And so,
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
With that being said, that's who is running the world, they believe. And the Talmud. The Talmud is very evil. They basically, you know, believing in the Talmud, they would like to go and they would like to get rid of everybody in the world that's not Jewish. Let's put it that way. I got to watch what I say here because different channels will try to take me out as they tried to do throughout the years of my podcasting here. I've had different channels and different platforms, hosting platforms, take me off completely without any notice. I've never forgot that. But again, that's what it's like when you preach the truth. You run the risk of everything. You risk everything. And I'm to the point in my life, I have nothing to lose at this point, you know, and I have nothing to gain, nothing to lose. are everything to gain and nothing to lose, I should say, by spreading the truth and the gospel through Jesus Christ. And so you have to understand, folks, what is truly going on in the world, who is running the show, and what is running the show. Lucifer, the devil, is running the show, and the devil is operating through various people's organizations, primarily the Zionists, who are running the world. And it's scary. It's very, very, very scary. So we need to pray. We need to pray. If you're going to vote, then vote. We need to pray. Pray for the selection. Pray to God. Pray to God very sincerely for your vote. Pray to God that you, when you go into the voting booth or whatever or however you voted, that you make the right choice, that God inspires you to make the right choice, to vote for the candidate that is the lesser of two evils. And like I said, we have to have faith in God. We're at a tipping point right now, and it's very, very, very scary, folks. It's very, very, very scary. And Jesus could come at any time, and I'm expecting that. And we must give our life to Jesus Christ, folks. This is the dire need time. If you haven't, we have just a little bit of time left, not much at all, folks. Here's a simple prayer. If you haven't given your life to Jesus and invited him into yours, here you go. Repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person that is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you repeated that prayer, God bless you. I love you. God truly does love you through Jesus Christ. Dear God, dear folks, thank you so much for listening. Here's three suggestions really quick here, folks. One, get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States listening to this podcast, you can get yourself a Bible through Amazon, less than $20. That's the first thing. And go through that Bible. Once you get yourself a Bible, go through that Bible, start digging and digging and digging. And then once you dig, just start in, whether it's the book of Genesis, the first chapter, or the last chapter, the book of Revelation. Just get in the Bible and dig, folks. Just dig into the Bible and read, 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 read. If you have bad eyes like me, then what you can do is you can go and you can get an audio version of the Bible. I don't really think that God cares if you're reading, or else if you have bad eyes like me. If you have bad eyes like me, then you can listen to an audio app. As long as you're participating and as long as you're listening, I think that really that's what all that truly matters. So get yourself a Bible, or else plug in an audio app from the Play Store or the iOS store, the Play Store or Android, and just start listening. Then the next thing, once you do that, is find a good church. Find a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just ask. Just say, do you believe in the Trinity? And if they answer yes or no, if they answer yes, you stay. If they answer no, they're preaching something different. They're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And find another church. And then write down your questions, and then get those questions written down the next time, and get with somebody in the church. Say, hey, I got some question. Why was Jesus crucified? When is Jesus' second coming? What is the Ten Commandments? On and on and on, no matter what it is. What about this rapture thing that I'm hearing? And on and on and on. Write your questions down so your questions can get answered, folks. Write them down. And once you write your questions down and get your questions answered, the last and only other suggestion I have would be, once you found a good church, you got your questions answered, then try this. Once you become a member, then why don't you get baptized? It's always a good thing. Nobody said, I don't think there's a verse in the Bible that says that you cannot go to heaven unless you're baptized, but I would get baptized anyway. I know some people have argued with me, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I do agree you should get baptized. That's where I stand. But think about that, folks. Just absolutely positively think about that. And that's it. God bless you so much, and thanks for listening. And you can always get a hold of us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. You can always get a hold of us there. Thank you for listening. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, we haven't been able to stay on the air for a full year. It's been over a year now. If it's not for your donations, so please, please, please think about contributing. I don't care how much it is. Just think about contributing, folks, to help spread the word of God through Jesus Christ. Help contribute. Help get this podcast out there. Help make people aware of what's going on. God bless you. Thanks again. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thanks for listening, and God bless you. That's it for now. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.